What's up, everybody? It's Roger James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be sharing our thoughts on the brand new, say, live action version of The Lion King, or as I like to call it, just the CGI version of the computer version of The Lion King. Trailer broke just over a week or so ago. Massive. If you're talking about a good reaction to a trailer, this was the trailer you want to kind of react to. You know, the most views in 24 hours. Everybody on social media sort of talking how great this was. This trailer hit every single point to try and, if you were a fan of the movie, you're going to love this one. They knew it was like a remake of the first trailer. And this one hit the mark perfectly, I think.
I mean, the Aladdin trailer that we got a couple of weeks was also a remake of the original Aladdin trailer. So Disney seems to have kind of stuck with that formula. It looks great. I mean, you can tell they're CGI, but they're obviously not going for photorealism. They are going for the slightly cartoony thing. And I agree with you. This is not a live action Lion King. This is transitioning from hand-drawn to computer-drawn animation. So, but that's just wordplay. That's just semantics. I have to admit, it doesn't really get me excited for this movie. And I realize a lot of people are just going, you're just stuck with the classic and, you know, this is bringing it to a new generation. And you're like, I don't disagree. There are a lot of people who will experience The Lion King for the first time this way. This is a great way for parents who are our age or in that age range who grew up on The Lion King to take their kids to see The Lion King. And it'll be a new experience for both of them, which is fantastic. But I'm still kind of in that, you know, the same mode that we had when we talked about Aladdin, where I'm just like, cool. You're going to make a ton of money off of this. The voice cast is fantastic. The only ones I'm worried about are Timon and Pumbaa, but we'll wait and see what they sound like. And yeah, I'm just having a hard time getting excited for it. But if you're looking for an authentic recreation of The Lion King, this looks like that is going to be exactly that.
The trouble is with this one is it's like, are they going to do it scene for scene? Are they going to make it identical? Because if they do that, that's going to keep the large portion of people happy. If they vary too much from the original, that's not going to be good. And if they kind of mix the two, every time a new scene comes up, everyone goes, well, we don't need this bit. You know, it's that thing of, I think enough time is, I mean, we're looking at what, 25 years by the time it comes out than when the original came out. But I think because the original was so good, having seen The Lion King on stage a couple of times, I'm not as locked into the concept of that the story has to be told this way the movie did it, because the stage show does it in a different way with the characters and the story is, and the music is probably more important than the actual look of the characters. So I think, having seen the stage show, it just slightly twists my view that I don't necessarily need the exact cartoon look to do it.
Yeah, I will agree with that. And I also hope that it's not just a scene for scene recreation of The Lion King. I mean, even Beauty and the Beast, which was fairly close to being a scene for scene shot, at least included new stuff. It tried to kind of plug up some plot holes from the original. You know, tried to establish why the prince was so young, even though he'd been abandoned for so long, what happened to Belle's mother, stuff like that. I can't think offhand of too many major plot holes in The Lion King, except for maybe that kind of dark period in between when Simba's a cub and when Simba is a full-grown lion, like what happens in the Pride Lands there. But I don't know. I still don't want it to be shot for shot. And I definitely don't want the voice actors who are taking over roles, such as the hyenas, Timon and Pumbaa, Zazu, even Scar, to try to mimic the actors who came before. Like when we talked about Aladdin, we were saying, you know, Will Smith will be really good as long as he doesn't try to mimic Robin Williams. And I think that holds true for a lot of these Lion King characters as well.
Yeah, the certain ones, it's like, you know, like Zazu, it's like having, you know, Rowan Atkinson redo his role in that movie. You kind of think, well, that wouldn't really be a problem. It's like, it's that thing of, oh, well, we redone all the cast, or then why have you done James Earl Jones? It's like, yeah, you cherry pick the old voices. It's that kind of thing, isn't it? Of trying to get it right. I don't know. I think this one looks good. I'm going to be interested to see how they do it. Are the animals? Yeah, I'm guessing the animals are going to be talking, but I don't want to end up looking like like Santa pups or the movies.
Well, the technology is a little bit better, and they do have a better budget than that. But we'll see. I mean, obviously, they talked in the original, and the mouths moved and everything like that. So we'll see how it goes. I don't dislike it. I just want to be clear about that. I'm not against it, in as much as I'm kind of at least partially against the idea of all these remakes. I've definitely kind of moved down the spectrum from, hey, it's cool that they're revisiting the classics, to please do something new. And I know we just got done basically trashing the Artemis Fowl trailer, which is earlier this week for you listening to the podcast. But I would much rather see some new material than them continuing to revisit these classics. But as we know, they've already established a schedule for many more of these types of movies. So I think I saw Tom Hanks is in talks to play Geppetto in Pinocchio and stuff like that. So
I do think Pinocchio and even Dumbo, it's like those movies are 50, 60, 70 years old. So, you know, we're talking of, they haven't been touched in a long time. My problem is remaking movies to me, which have only just come out.
You get back to the, how many times has a Spider-Man been rebooted in the past 10 years kind of question. And Lion King, all right, well, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but like you said, it's been like 20 something years. So, I don't know. And we're caught in kind of like a catch 22 here where, at least for me, I'm sitting here going, I don't want straight recreations. I want them to add something to it. But at the same time, I'm looking at Dumbo and going like, why are there kids in this? What does this family have to do with Dumbo? And so, you know, I realize that if someone at Disney were listening to this, they'd probably be like sitting there, what does this guy want? But and the problem is, I'm not sure that I know what I want. I think what I want is not these movies. But having said that, I'll just conclude, I'm still probably going to see The Lion King just like everybody else when it comes out. So,
yeah, I mean, I like the fact as well of like, they included the main song. It's going to feature, I think it's going to, you know, the songs from Tim Rice and Elton John are still going to play. They're not changing the music. They're keeping the beat because they want to keep the stage show and the music and the soundtrack keep alive and all the rest of it. So that all looks great. I'm much more interested in The Lion King than I am in like Aladdin. It's like Mulan. I've got like, you know, it's that kind of thing of those movies. I don't necessarily feel like this, but Lion King is like, okay, it is a special movie. It is something that I do love that movie and that story. So I can kind of go along, you know, whereas like Aladdin, I might be a bit more inclined to go, I liked it, but I'll wait for it to appear on Blu-ray or Disney Plus or something. It's Lion King is probably one where we'll go see.
And I mean, the original Lion King is a movie, definitely one of my favorite Disneys of all time. I think if you and I wanted to, we could probably cite the entire movie from start to finish right now. We could just, we could do a very bad rendition of the opening song. I wasn't actually going to do it. And then we could just go line by line all the way through the end without issue. And even some of the other really great Disney movies, I think Lion King and maybe Aladdin are probably the only two I could really do that for. So
yeah, I think as well as I think that soundtrack is so strong. I think that really makes a big difference with that movie. They really got. I mean, I think to me, I feel like The Lion King. When a lot of people talk about like Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid of that era and Aladdin, Lion King was always that movie that was. Now this is ahead. That was so much more ahead. What I was into, I mean, I think I was about 13, 14 when it came out. You know, it was that thing of I was the right age, the right thing, and it was, I was, The Lion King got me into Disney, or Disney had kind of lost me probably at that point, you know, that weird age where Lion King, we went to see at the cinema, you know, it got everyone's attention at school. Whereas like other movies weren't quite grabbing us at that point.
Well, it was interesting. I distinctly remember this. I was 12 when Lion King came out, and I was still in the Disney mode, because I remember loving Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid were like constantly in the VHS cassette. I mean, that's how far back we're going, in the VHS cassette thing. But a lot of my classmates, including several of my friends, were definitely already transitioning into that Disney. We're too old for you. You're 12. Just deal with it. So, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of weird thing. But this one should be good. But we'd love to know what you guys think at home about the Lion King trailer. Are you excited for it? I'd love to know your thoughts. Remember to go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different audio and video platforms. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.